What's the setting the bar story?
Well, the bar is like this little life hurdle
yeah.
we kind of put close to the ground, thinking you can leap over it successfully, have a great day just by not doing this.
Yeah, I bet it could be a curse working for a brand that many consider iconic, especially like in your hometown or whatever.
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without continuing to steal the Madonna Inn's welcome rug, you're doing okay.
This same rug has been stolen many times?
5 times in the past 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is on the rug? Is it amazing?
I don't even know. They don't have a picture of it. Yeah.
Is it a magic carpet? Does it fly?
This hotel in California called the Madonna Inn, right? It's iconic there in that area of the country, right?
Are there Madonna fans that think it's like the pop star Madonna?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the pop star.
Okay.
But this rug gets stolen. Like, it's one of the most frequently stolen things at the entire hotel.
That's bizarre.
Amanda, the marketing manager, kind of talks about it.
I don't think they realize that it affects a lot of people and it affects our business. And every time they do so, we have to, you know, custom order a new rug, which takes weeks to get in. We have our thoughts that it's probably something related to, you know, a fraternity, or it's a prank that they are pressured to do.
Like
blame it on a frat guys.
Like initiation to a fraternity, maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
But anyways, I guess this kind of got news because the last time it got stolen, like within a couple weeks, it just mysteriously returned.
No, I'm going to be honest. I did some digging. I'm clicking on pictures. This place looks amazing.
Well, I know. It's like
the Madonna Inn.
Right. So again, it's kind of one of those iconic spots that people want a little souvenir from, and maybe and I'm assuming they probably have the Madonna Inn on their rug, on their welcome rug, and people are just like taking it.
I mean, if you love pink, this is the place to go. This looks like it could have been ripped from a Barbie movie or something.
Oh,
it is like ornate. It is amazing. I'm still trying. Oh, there's the rug. Okay, so I did finally see a screenshot. It's a pretty cool rug. And it's not ginormous. So,
okay.
But the fact is, it's in the front lobby, by the front door, by the front desk.
Right.
And people are brazen enough to just bend down, roll it up, and walk out?
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's what happens.
They said it was only worth like $250.
Right.
But it's more the hassle.
Ordering it. Yeah, I was going to say they have to custom order it. And again, that's $250 every single time it gets stolen that they have to, you know.
Well, and whoever makes the rug, just make sure you don't ever lose the design, because we'll probably need more of those made.
Yeah, right.
As it keeps getting stolen. Doesn't sound like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Nope. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without continuing to steal the Madonna Inn's welcome rug.
Quit doing it.
All right.
Dang it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to add that place to a bucket list trip wish list.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It looks really cool. Yeah. It does look like a really cool place to go.